Hello, lovely listeners. Now, some of you may have already noticed something different about this episode, and you may even remember when I did this a few years ago. But what I am doing is peeling back the editing of this podcast. So, as you know, we don't edit the actual content. But what we've been doing, what my team have been doing now, which is fun for those of you that started and know about me starting. And anyway, now my team is doing it, is adding the intros and outros. Now, if any of you have listened to the outros recently, you'll notice that it's literally sending you guys to our old website. So we are now at timehackers.xyz. And obviously, for a long time, we were at VickyLouise.com. That is not our website anymore. So it's timehackers.xyz. That's where you can find out about our business, our one-to-one programs, our group programs. Speaking of not editing, our group programs, and more, and about the team and everything. But what I want to speak to you about today is why I've decided to eliminate the intro and outro. And it just feels like unnecessary work, unnecessary steps, and a waste of your time, a waste of my team's time. I don't think we need to live in a world where we have like fancy editing and we make that mean that something's valuable. You guys have listened to this podcast, you know it's valuable. Maybe someone sent you this very first episode, and this is the first one you're hearing, and you're going to get value from this episode too. Because what I am going to give you today is permission to do things your way and permission to eliminate things. Steps in the process, even if everyone else is doing them, even if the gurus and the experts disagree with you and tell you, no, you need an intro, you need an outro, it's brand recognition, it's call to action opportunity, it's whatever else. I mean, you can tell that I've not really been listening to the experts because I really do stand by you are the expert of you, I am the expert of me. And when I do things for my business and for my people, thinking about what's best for them and what's best for us, then that's going to be the best. And that expert, podcast coach or editor who's going to tell you what you should and shouldn't be doing, they're doing what I call mass marketization. This is what works for the masses. And I'm not about doing what works for the masses. This is what time hacking is all about, right? It's about saying, this is what works for you. Do what works for you instead of doing what works for the many, because some people will always fall out of the many. I was one of those people for a long time, especially as it related to time and getting organized. Hello, this is my whole business now. And also for the podcast. I even remember when I started this podcast, people were doing hour-long episodes as standard. And I said, well, my people are busy people. They want to like get in, get some value, get out, get on with their day. So I was going to create short episodes, and I spoke with a podcast expert, and they were like, no, if you want to build a relationship, you want a longer episode, you want to have structure to it, you want to like tease, repeat all of this narrative. And I decided, no, I don't. I actually want to give my people what I think they want, which is, I'm going to sneeze now. Woo! Speaking of not editing out my I'm really showing it all today. But I want to give people what they want, what I wanted. I remember a podcast that I really wanted to listen to by someone I really admired, and it was an hour and a half long episode. This is 7 years ago. I've still never listened to a single one of their episodes. So we're all about punchy, short, impactful episodes here. The only ones that we let slide longer are the ones where we have guests. And we're going to make them even shorter today. You don't need an intro. You don't need an outro. Whether you need to hear that for your own podcast or your own project or however you want to apply it, I just encourage you to do things your way. Going forward, we are not going to have an intro. We are not going to have an outro. You're going to click right into me talking, the meat and potatoes, as I like to say. We're going to focus on the meat and potatoes, even though I do love vegetables, by the way. So this is not a dig at the vegetables. It is more. I just thought to explain to you a little bit about the decision-making process as a learning opportunity for how do you want to apply this? Where are you adding complexities or adding steps based off of what you've been told, what the expectation is, what you've already done before? This is your official permission to just do it your way. And I'm going to add in the show notes a PDF I've been thinking about for a while, a fun one, which is like a permission slip that you can just print off. I'm giving you permission to cut the editing. I'm giving you permission to remove intros, outros. I'm giving you permission to make 10-minute long episodes. I'm giving you permission to cut whatever it is you want to cut, whatever it is you want to do less of, whatever it is you want to eliminate, whatever it is you want to say no to, whatever it is you want to say yes to, whatever it is you want to add that might be different. This is your permission slip. Print it down, print it out, write on it, and give yourself that permission. I'm giving you that permission. And by the way, you don't need that permission from me, but it is something that comes off across, that comes up a lot when I am speaking to new communities, which I've been doing more of this week. So if you are part of a community and you would love me to come in and teach about time hacking and how to achieve more faster, then get in touch with us at team@timehackers.xyz, or obviously an organization or anything. So that is something we're doing. And one of the things that I noticed last week doing three of these was the want for a permission slip. So I'm like, okay, I see that want. I don't judge that want. I'm going to meet that want and give it you. So permission slip to spend your time how you want, permission slip to say no, even if you've said yes before, permission slip to say no, even if it's the day off, permission slip to prioritize your health, permission slip to change the way that you've done something, even if someone else doesn't want you to. Permission slip for whatever you want it for. And by the way, just for fun, if you print it off and you create one, I would love for you to take a picture and tag me on Instagram. I'm now at Vicky Yaffe, VickiYaffe. I hope you can see I'm simplifying my business and changing things and for the better. So you can tag me at Vicky Yaffe, or you can tag our business page, timehackers.xyz, which is obviously the same as the website. And since I am not doing a call to action at the end, I will do a call to action in the content and say, download the PDF permission slip, complete it, share it with anyone that you know. It's not going to be a link. It's literally just going to be a PDF. And if you have enjoyed this podcast, you like my way of doing things, you like the time hacker way of saying kind of, you know, I'm going to do this my way. What's best for me? What's best for my people? Where do I have the most impact? What's the least that I can do for the most impact instead of what's the most I can do for the most impact? Then please do leave a review on this podcast. I used to ask this a lot at the beginning and we used to get a lot. And then more recently, I've not been asking. And my view is if you don't ask, you don't get. It takes 15 seconds to go onto the iTunes app, click the number of stars. You can even write a little review and say, thanks for the permission slip. And then I'll know it's from this episode. Or thanks for removing the intro outro. I don't need that. I just want to jump into the meat and potatoes. Or just sharing one thing that you've gained from this podcast. Then that would be awesome. So that's it from me. Very short and sweet. No intro, no outro, no flowery stuff. Just me, you hanging out on the phone like we're best mates, which I mean, we know each other pretty well at this point if you've been around for all the episodes. So I just wanted to drop this for you and say have a wonderful, wonderful week. We'll be back with another episode. Bye.